Today we celebrate a great saint of the Augustinian order of the Canons Regular of St. Augustine, St. Nicholas of Tolentino. Now his life, from the beginning to the end, in fact, even before the beginning, is filled with miracles. His parents, who were wealthy but not noble family of the area of the Marches in Italy, where Loreto is, where the city of Ancona, the port city of the northern part of Italy on the Adriatic Sea, still a very popular place from which to go from Italy to Yugoslavia and so forth, they could not have children. They tried and tried and tried. And they decided, and of course we know that they were not poor because they were able to make a long pilgrimage. And so they decided to go to the shrine of St. Nicholas of Bari, also known as St. Nicholas of Myra in Turkey, because his relics were in Turkey, and the Christian soldiers brought him to Bari in southern Italy because the Holy Spirit guided them because of the persecution and the destruction of the relics by the Muslims later on. And so, St. Nicholas of Bari, whom we celebrate on December the 6th, anyway, he was very, very popular and very miraculous. And they must have some kind of something in common, because if you recall, St. Nicholas of Bari, his bones exude a milky substance, which is called the manna di San Nicola. And that manna of St. Nicholas is poured into little vials by the priests there. They are Dominican priests at this time. And it is given to the faithful, and many, many miracles take place because of it, including some here in this parish. St. Nicholas also, he exudes in his incorrupt body. So they prayed to St. Nicholas, and they went home. And lo and behold, 9 months later, the little boy was born. So they named him in honor of St. Nicholas, and he, of course, bore this name till his death. As a young man, as a teenager, he entered the order or the canons of St. Augustine. And he kept having visions of Tolentino. He wasn't in Tolentino at that time, but he kept having visions of Tolentino, so he asked to be transferred to Tolentino, and there he spent the rest of his life, many years after that. And he performed many, many miracles. He made peace between the Guelphs and the Ghibellines, and some were for the Roman Emperor, some were for the Pope, and they were always fighting in the history of medieval Italy. And he also performed many miracles of healings, and including many miracles of resurrecting the dead. And so there's many testimonies when he was canonized in the 1400s by Pope Eugene IV of happy memory. There were over 300 miracles that were ascertained. St. Nicholas lived the religious life to perfection, in all humility and poverty and charity to the poor and the needy, and he died in 1310. And as I said, he was canonized, I believe it was in 1444, by Pope Eugene IV of happy memory. He is very well beloved of many people throughout the world, and as I ascertained, there's a whole section of the Philippines that has great devotion to St. Nicholas of Tolentino. His relics for a time were lost, and only his arms were found. And his arms, whenever something bad was about to happen, the arms began to bleed. And of course, this is even centuries after his death. Eventually the body was found, and now they are all together in the church, the Basilica of St. Nicholas of Tolentino, in the city of Tolentino in Italy. So if you need extraordinary miracles, including the resurrection of the dead, go to St. Nicholas of Tolentino. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.